What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and you know here at the Speak Your Success Podcast, the focus is always to add value to you by way of motivation, to provide you with tangible success strategies, and lastly, just helping you stay connected. We're a community. We can grow together. We can eat together. We can win together. And understanding that, I wanted to do something a little bit different. And I wanted to provide you with the gems that we've received from a few of our amazing guests thus far. So we're going to go ahead and get into today's episode. But before we do that, we want to remind you, be sure to smash the subscribe button and then leave us a helpful rate and review on whatever platform that you stream. And lastly, if you find value in the show, share it with one friend, screenshot it, and add us on Twitter or Instagram at SYSPodcast1. Let's stay connected, friends, and on to today's show.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Episode 102, Know Your Worth with Dr. Fred Jones.
School doesn't teach you how to create a job. School teaches you how to prepare to have a job. Coaches teach you how to create jobs.
Episode 112, The Passion Generation with Grant Skeldon.
For us young leaders, I feel like the bar is so low for millennials that if you're just kind of good, you actually look great. And so like this is like the best opportunity to be serious about what God's called you to do as a millennial, because you'll get opportunity after opportunity, because there's not a lot of us. I joke we're like unicorns.
Episode 127, National Goal Writing Day with Marcus D. Gilmore.
So we were talking a little bit about the culturesupplier.com as well as National Goal Writing Day.
Yes.
So how did this idea actually originate? Or like take us back to where you were when, right, like when you got, when the bulb went off.
which the logo is the bulb. So National Goal Writing Day, I created it about 2 years ago. I was at a friend's apartment, and we were talking, just chopping it up as like we always do. And I was like looking, scrolling Instagram, and it must have been like a National Siblings Day or a National like Cookie Day or something like that. And I was like, I'm going to create a national holiday. And he kind of looked at me, my homeboy. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to launch a campaign that is a national holiday. It's going to be National Goal Writing Day. I push people to write their goals, make it intentional. At that time, that was what I said. But National Goal Writing Day is a day where I have created a campaign to help people be intentional about their goals and make them meaningful for themselves, right? Like, don't try to impress me or anyone else. What goals do you really want to obtain in the next year? What do you want to start on in the next year to help you continue to propel in life? And so that's what the day focuses on. And also a day of self-reflection. Because we forget to congratulate ourselves. Like, bro, you did that. Like, whatever it was, you really did that in the past year. So I want to push that to make sure you pat yourself on the back and re-strategize as you go into the new year. How can you knock out 6 of your 7 goals, or knock out all 7 goals that you may have, or knock out 3? Whatever it is, how can you strategize better this year? So we have to reflect, strategize, and then execute for the next year.
Episode 129, More in Dallas with Brandon Moore.
What would you say is it you feel is your purpose? Because you said you're passionate about this. I'm just curious, like, what does the bigger picture look like for you? Like, why are you passionate about this?
For me, the bigger picture is just helping grow people. At the end of the day, that's with everything I've done. With More in Dallas, which is my blog, it was about helping people as they move to a new city to grow. You know, it wasn't just, here are the events, here's this, here's that. It was, I want to help you establish a solid life here in Dallas. And I feel like the social part of it is a really big part, and that's where I saw a need for people. So that's what I did. With social media, it was me looking at my aunt's stuff and saying, you're doing everything else, but you need somebody to help with social media. So let me help you do that. Let me help grow you there, right? So everything that I do at its core is to help grow people and help develop the people that are around me.
Episode 131, Money Talks with Will Cyrus.
I feel as though like you've arrived, and I really feel that at that point, you've taken that first step towards the destruction and the downfall.
Oh,
so
wow.
So
pride comes before the fall. That's what the word says. Pride comes before the fall. But oh, okay, so you saying you wanted to post that to inspire people. So now I'm just curious, because we were talking a little bit earlier, and I'm just curious, what do you feel that your purpose is? Or have you identified what your purpose is as of yet?
That's a good question. I would say I'm walking in my purpose. Mm-hmm. Day by day, I'm still figuring out, like, okay, God, I understand what you've called me to do, but this thing is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times people think that, well, I've identified my purpose because I've made this much money in this business or whatever the case may be. But to me, a purpose has to have a direct correlation with impact.
Episode 137, Failing Forward with Dozy Azima.
But now I think that's evolved over time, especially Absolutely. With that term. I know you're familiar with this, toxic masculinity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Man, Dozy, talk about that and how you feel like how that ties into to the man today.
So I can definitely say with just being toxically masculine.
There we go.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I get it out. Because you just did an episode on that, didn't you? I could have sworn. I thought I saw you did an episode on that.
I didn't use those exact words.
Okay. But, yeah.
I know just in general when men are just trying to be so manly that it begins to pull. You know, here's the thing. As men, we're leaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as a good leader knows how to follow and knows when to allow somebody else to lead.
This is true.
But you have a lot of men out here who don't understand what it is to lead and have never led before in their life. So when they finally get a woman that they should be the head to, they automatically just go overboard. They go overboard. They don't know how to allow a woman to be a queen. Wow. She's still a queen. She's not a princess. Mm. She's not anything below that. She's a queen, which is a partner.
Talk about, come on, as a partner. Break it down, Dozy. Make it plain for us.
It's so different because, you know, sometimes a woman may be better financially, so you got to give her the money.
Mm.
She may be better in certain areas of life, so you have to let her lead in that area. If you're really going to be a king, you have to give a woman the ability to be a queen, which means asking her, hey, just practical, like, hey, where you want to go eat? If she doesn't answer, then you can take lead, but you have to give her opportunities to do that as opposed to saying, hey, we're going to eat here every single day.
Episode 157, Unspoken Words with Becky the Poet.
When did you come to the realization that your self-care was really important or your self-care was valuable?
I think it was when... Like, I think it's that high school stage of, like, you really don't have... I'm that type of person that I'm friends with anybody, everybody,
okay.
Right? But no one ever took the time to check up on me. Mm-hmm. And being the only child in my household, I had no one to talk to. Like, I couldn't talk to my parents. My friends, I kind of could have talked to, but at that age, I think some of us didn't mature with our emotions until now, you know? And so I felt like self-care was a big deal when I couldn't sleep at night, when I was up late. And people think that's like a thing, like, oh, I'm just staying late till 2 o'clock in the morning. But no, I can't sleep for a reason, you know? And then also like just certain like behaviors that I had, like I started to realize that I would get angry really fast. And I started to realize that I was an angry person outside of being like the outgoing crazy person that people know me for. And I was like, then that's when I knew self-care was a big deal, especially walking to college. I left my parents' house. I lived in the dorms. So I didn't have my parents to like hold me down or anything. Mm-hmm. It was all on my own. And so that's when I actually realized that, like, oh my God, like I'm here on my own. So luckily at my college, they offered free therapy sessions, right? So I went to therapy and that's when I knew. Great. I was like, crap, like I have emotions that I don't know how to deal with. And I don't know anything about myself or what makes me happy.
Friends, I hope you enjoyed today's content. Be sure to stay connected with us by Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just go to @SYSPodcast1. This is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?